I'm not responsible for the condition of the roads in this country. I wanted to discuss today the unique nature of tshuva on Rosh Hashanah. Let's just go through it. I'm not gonna add or take away anything. Let's try and see how far we're trying to finish it. Go through it. There's a book called Zahav Mishebo al Torah, and yeah, he brings this piece down. The Rambam says in Hilchos Tshuva, which is, if you want to know anything about Tshuva, you have to go learn the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva. Says like this: Afal pi shetchias shayfa b'Rosh Hashanah gzeirus akosuv. Why do we blow shayfa on Rosh Hashanah? Because the Torah says so, because it's a gzeirus akosuv, because the Torah says thou shalt blow shayfa on Rosh Hashanah. He says, Afal pi ze gzeirus akosuv, remez yesh bo. But there's something, kloima, uri yesheni mishnachem, v'ndami makitzu midam noschem, וחיפשו במעשיכם וחוזרו בתשוב וזכרו בוריכם. There's a remezia. The shofar is telling you something below the surface. Wake up from your sleep and from your, what's it between shenem and nedamim? Nedamti, yishanti. The shenem of sleep and consciousness.
Slumber.
Yeah. וחיפשו במעשיכם. Go look into your deeds. Go evaluate your deeds. V'chozru b'tshuva, and b'chozru b'tshuva. V'zichru b'reichem. Remember your Creator. Elo ashoichachim es ha'emes behevel ha'azman. They are the ones that darken the truth with the vanities of their time. V'shogin kol shnosam behevel v'rik. And they spend most of their days, most of their time, they're wasted on hevel v'rik, on empty vanities. Asher lo yoel v'lo yatzil. They don't help and don't save. Habitu lenafsho seicher. Pay attention to your souls. Vahativu darcheya. And improve your ways. Umalaleichem. Veyazov kolechad michem darko aro. Leave away your evil ways. Umachshavoisoi. And thoughts. Ashelo toiva. Etc. etc. Now state the Rambam. Okay. Obviously, this is a Rambam. It needs a lot of work, this Rambam. Good few hours just to take this Rambam apart and put it back together again before you even start understanding what's behind the surface. The structure of the Rambam is very hard. How do you be chayzer b'tshuva before you zichrei boreikim? He first says, just one question and we'll move on, just to show you that this Rambam is not so posh. He says, you have to chipsu b'maseichim, v'chozru b'tshuva, v'zichru boreikim. You first have to zichru boreikim, that'll give you the impetus to check out your ma'asim, and then you'll be chayzer b'tshuva. How are you chayzer b'tshuva before you remember Hashem? Okay, whatever. Rav Moshe Shmuel has other issues from this round. Umavuad Rosh Hashanah, Yom Rosh Hashanah, Hu Nami Yom Tshuva. We're talking about Rosh Hashanah, yeah, right? Because we're talking about Shofar. We're talking about the Mitzvah Shofar. So everything the Rambam's talking about, yeah, he's talking about Rosh Hashanah. When you hear the Shofar, this is what you're supposed to be doing. Wake up, stop sleeping, Chayzer B'Tshuva, Zichru Boreichem, Habit L'Nafshoseichem. Remember that all your ways and everything you're doing is hevel v'rik, and it doesn't help, and you're wasting your time, and be tshuva. That's all, this is all what's happening with our blind shofar. Yeah? Rosh Hashanah nami yom tshuva, krikosuv shashofar remez chozru b'tshuva. The Torah rambazes you to be chozru b'tshuva, and it's Rosh Hashanah. V'chein yisab b'moir nevukim, in the moir nevukim, the Rambam, he says the poshut came. It has to be this way. Sharehu b'chlan asarei may tshuva. And how many asari and my tshuva are there? 10. Oh, but the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, you can't do tshuva. You can't mention your sins. You can't. So there's only 8. You made tshuva. No, Rosh Hashanah is also part of asari and my tshuva. So there has to be days of tshuva.
Sorry, did you answer a question my mother asked me yesterday and I couldn't answer?
If it's mamash on the spot, otherwise afterwards.
It's on the spot. Why is it called the asari and my tshuva when we're not asking for kapara sikha during the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah?
That's exactly what we asked. That's the question. That's Rav Moshe Shmuel's question. אם כן צריך עיון, למה אין נוהגים במאי ראש השונה כל דחי התשובה בבידו וחרוטה? Your mother's question. You can tell her, it's Moshe Shmuel Shapiro's question. It's everyone's question. You stand there knowing you have to do tshuva, so, and it's also, sorry, you're not allowed to do that. Hashem, I did this and this. Shh, you're not allowed to do that. It's also to mention yourself. But the Rambam says, I've got to do tshuva, I've got to mention my sins, I've got to klap al chet. No, you're not allowed to, but do tshuva anyway. Is that the question? Adarab, adin hu da'im askirin chet perosh hashona. Ve'ez a tshuva hu le lo da'achet tshuva. How do you do tshuva without doing the da'achet tshuva? Put on tefillin without tefillin. Okay, that I can do. You have a chiv to put on tefillin, but don't put on tefillin. You have to do tshuva, but you can't tshuva. Question clear. Vashem muchrach. Obvious. Dashani tshuvas, yamei rosh hashonah mitshuvas shara serimei tshuva. See how Briska learns up a shtickle halacha. It comes to deep hashkofas. You have to say that the tshuva of Rosh Hashanah is not the same as the tshuva of the other days, sari yamei tshuva. Is that possible? You have to say they're different. If that's not clear, then clear that you have to make that statement. It's a different type. The shiny tshuva yamei Rosh Hashanah mitshuva shara sari yamei tshuva. Is this clear? It's different. There's something different about it. You have to say that. Okay. The tshuva de Yom Kippurim is tshuva michatoyim. On Yom Kippur, you're doing tshuva for your sins. Your chatoyim are mistakes. Chatoyim are on sins. Chatoyim are mistakes. Kedeksiv ki beyoyim hazeh yechap aleichem letar ischem mikol chatoy seichem. It says in the pasuk, what's Yom Kippur? It's kapara and tara for chatoyim. The Yom Kippur hu Yom Kippur al chatoyim v'avoynus v'shoyim. About tshuva de Yom Hashanah lo al cheti. The tshuva of Rosh Hashanah is not for the chet. Kiboshikos Rambam, let's go back and learn the Rambam a bit. V'chozru b'tshuva, v'zichru b'oreichem, eilu ha'sheikh chimes ha'emes, those that have forgotten the truth, v'hev le'azman, because of the vanities of the time, v'sheikim kol shnosam v'hev v'rik, the days are filled with hevel v'rik, vanity and emptiness, ha'sheloye v'liu yatzil, that doesn't help and doesn't save. Habitu lenafsho seichem. The Rambam's description of the tshuva Rosh Hashanah doesn't say like the Rambam's description of tshuva, you have to do vidoy and you have to do aziv sachet and kabbalah lahaba and charata. It doesn't say that. The tshuva of Rosh Hashanah is chozer b'tshuva. Okay, I'm going to tell you how to be chozer b'tshuva. No, you don't have to tell me. I've already learned the Rambam before. He told me how to be chozer b'tshuva. Aziv sachet, kabbalah sachet, vidoy. Everyone knows that, right? What's the problem? Ask any tzriot, how do you chozer b'tshuva? I'll tell you the four steps in the Rambam. Someone says, no! You know how you chozer b'tshuva? Zeichem or Eichem. Those of you that have forgotten the truth because of the vanities of the time and you're living your whole life in Hevel V'rik. Habitu l'nafsha Seichem. Where's tshuva here? I'm sorry, in the one place you tell me tshuva is Al-Chayet, Shechatan, and Kabbalah's La'asid, and Aziv Ezechayet, and Deep Harata. And yeah, you're telling me Habitu l'nafsha Seichem? Umabur be'eitiv da'ozru b'tshuva hi habitu l'nafsha seichem. The tshuva that the Rambam's talking about here is habitu l'nafsha seichem. You can argue with him if you want. I'm not getting into discussion here. Habitu l'nafsha seichem. Investigate your soul. Habitu means beat means mabat. The word mabat means perspective. The way you look at things. Habitu means have a look. Take a good hard look at your soul. Habitu l'nafsha seichem.
That's number one.
Well, what do you mean?
How to do tshuva on Rosh Hashanah.
That's tshuva on Rosh Hashanah. That's number one.
That is
tshuva on Rosh Hashanah we'll be holding now. I don't mean my something later, but right now he's telling you, umavur be'aitiv, da chosru b'tshuva. This Rambam is telling you have to be chosru b'tshuva when you hear the shofar. What is that? Habitu l'nafsho seichem. It's not a teacher to come with charata. That you need in order to get kapara for chatoyim. But the tshuva you need on Rosh Hashanah is not for chatoyim. You're not allowed to mention chatoyim even. We don't even eat nuts because they have gematra chet. That's how paranoid we are of even mentioning chet. We want to eat ogozim. Why don't you eat egos? Because egos gematra chet. I don't need egg. No nuts.
Why do we say albino malkeinu and say chatoyim?
We don't beat them.
Okay.
You don't beat.
No, but you say
Chotonah,
you mention
it. You do, but you don't beat
your... Time in the whole of Rosh Hashanah, in that Vinachani where you say it. Good question. Okay, fine. But you don't eat. But
some
you don't.
Don't say, yeah.
But you don't eat egozim.
No.
and it's not a game. It's brought down. It's not like some cookie thing from the 20th century. All the simon and everything we do, we're looking for simon toiv. Yeah. Habit nafshei ki kol hashana. And Ushaygi Behebel Marik. But the Rambam says the whole year you're running around involved in all sorts of narishkeit. Nonsense. Asher lo yov ve lo yatsu. V'kol echad torud reishe v'rumu besidu kol inyon ha'gashmi. Most of us, if you look at how much time you spent this year, most of it spent reishe v'rumu im shulchana. Lo shulchana, we learn in Sukkot. So reishe v'rumu v'shulchana im shulchana. It's machlekes hilul v'shamay. But reishe v'rumu for sure is involved in inyoni gashmi. We're involved in maintenance. Most of the day, most of our time is involved in maintenance. Gashmi. The kolam machshavas tefeses behev lazman, and all our thoughts are with all the narishkat in the world. The shochachim is mataras chayenu. We forget what we're living for. The Mesidus Yesharim, ma chavosu ba'olamo. We forget. We forget that we bnei olam haba. And this world becomes so critically important to us, and we turn and we wait, and we've got to make this phone called the Chuf and the bank and this and the door, and we're caught up in it. And we forget that the purpose of our life is Lisa'aneg al Hashchina b'dveikus. We forget that the purpose of this world is Lisa'aneg al Hashem. V'zeh Hashem o'er Hashem v'uru yishenim mishnaschem. That's what the shofar comes to wake you up and says, wake up! And wake up from your slumber. Live a soul life. You're in a shoma, you're not a goof. You're spending too much time looking after your horse. What's your body? It's a horse. You're the rider. Why are you spending so much time washing your car? Now these guys, they spend the whole of Sunday washing and polishing their cars. You know, like who's the car and who's the human here? It's a car. You've got to keep it clean. You've got to look after it. 9 hours? 9 hours to polish a car? For goodness sake, why are you spending so much time on your horse? The Karkosov, okay, and honestly, you don't have to look after it. You have a horse, you have to look after it. You have to feed him before you feed yourself. You have a body, you've got to look after it. Someone's saying not. Where's your head? The famous Meiser. He was a Yid that came to the Chofetz Chaim. He was working 18 hours a day just to survive. No one was working 18 hours a day in Radin to make money. Survival. Most Yidden in Radin were extremely poor. The poverty was extreme. It comes out in the halachas of the Rambam, of the Mishnah Berurah. You see, Mamash halachas based on psakim, based on the enormous poverty that they had to live with. So what's going to be with me in Olam Haba? I'm working 18 hours a day just to survive. That's what I came into this world for. The Chofetz Chaim said to him, I know that the whole day while you're working, all you're thinking about is when you finish working, you go to the shul and you learn for an hour. And that's your yearning and that's your aspiration. That's all. You can't wait to finish work just to go and learn that hour. So when you get to Shemayim, tell them from me you learned 19 hours a day. Because the 18 hours you were working, you were thinking about your learning, and the hour you learned. So that's 19 hours a day you were learning. Said the Chofetz Chaim, I know people that are in the best midrash 18 hours a day. And they work 1 hour a day, and we get to Shemayim, they're going to give them 19 hours of work a day. Because while he was in the Beis Midrash, all he was thinking about was going to work, and what's going to be, and this, and when are they delivering the goods, and how many markup, and how much do I need, and who should I phone to order. And his whole Beis Midrash was, hey, should I phone this one now, what's going to be, I should have walked it up 10%, maybe if I set it for 15%, and it looks like the guy's steiging a veld because his thumbs are doing everything, but he's at work. Said the Chofetz Chaim, he's working 19 hours a day, you're learning 19 hours a day. We're talking about time, we're talking about where's your head, where's your mabit, mabit the nafshot seichet. The Kvakos of a Rambam, Beperek Zayin, Milchus, Tshuva, Alochibol. Al toime she'en tshuva ele me'aveire she'yesh be'maisa. Says Rambam, you mustn't think that there's only tshuva on things that there's a maisa. On znuz, gezel, gneiva. You did something wrong. You ate a cheeseburger. Ele k'shem she'tzarich adam l'shuv. Mi'elu, some person has to do tshuva for things where there's a maisa, gezel, znuz, gneiva. Tzarich lechapes b'deyoiz rol sheyeshlo. He also has to go and check out his ashkofas. Are my ashkofas the way they're supposed to be? Am I thinking straight Torah ashkofas? And what about bad midas? L'shuv min hakas, u min ha'eva, u min hakina. ever been jealous before? Not because we're bad people, but because we're human. We have these tendencies. Now, one person is no kinner. He was made without kinner. Hashem made everyone different. Another guy, his kinner eats him up alive. So he knows that's where his work is. If you don't really get jealous in your life, that's not your work. Where is your work? Have a look, you'll see. One guy gets angry, one guy's completely calm. Everyone's made different. One guy's running off the mammon, one guy's running off the covered, one guy's running off the food. Well, everyone's got his issues. That's why we're in the world. Not because we're bad people. We're good people. We're all on the right path. We're all facing the right direction. But Rosh Hashanah is a wake-up call. Polish the diamond. You forgot you're a diamond. Polish it. Take it out and polish it. That's the tshuva of Rosh Hashanah, Kamosh Kosov HaRambam. The yaz of kolechad michem darcho hara. All of you leave away your evil path. U'machshavoyse asher lo toive. Get rid of all the thoughts that don't do any good for you. How many times have you spent hours thinking about a certain thing or whatever, and in the end it was nothing? How many problems have you worried about that never happened? Most problems you worry about never happened. So why are you still worried about them? Why do you keep making the same mistakes? Because Einstein said, no? The definition of insanity is doing the same thing and expecting a different result. The worrying helped? If the worrying helps, worry. If worrying helps, it's valid ishtadlus. Worry. Worry to worry the whole day, worry, worry, worry. If you find it useful, worry. But I don't know anybody who can tell me worry is useful. Guys in anxiety disorder, but if you, I'll give you a tip. If you find that it's very hard to get these thoughts out of your head or whatever, set aside time to worry. Build into your schedule half an hour, 15 minutes, 20 minutes. This is where I'm going to sit and worry. And then worry. And the rest of the day, stop worrying. The problem is our worrying bleeds into our whole lives. I'm worried about a certain thing and I can't daven and I can't learn and I can't work at work and I'm at the computer and I'm worrying, worrying, worrying. And it never helped. And most of the things you're worrying about are never going to happen. Very rarely something you worry about ever happens. Why are you worried? That's what he means. Yaz of Rosh Hashanah, what about, there's no Rishoyim here. No, and even does that, but it's the end of the world. Your worrying couldn't have stopped it happening. No. You see something coming, plan for it. I'm talking about worrying. I'm not talking about constructive thought. But a person has to plan, he has to think. He can see a certain problem. He knows if he doesn't do something, it's going to be if he doesn't deposit money into the bank, then the mortgage is going to bounce and he's going to have his house and he's going to be living in a tent. Vada, you better do something about it. I'm not saying, well, the Rebbe told me not to worry, so I'm not doing anything about it. No. Why worry? Plan, do what you gotta do, make your ishtadlus.
I got rid of all his worries. Who
mashakosov Yazov Rosha Darko? The Ish Oven Makshavaiso. Get rid of all the stupid thoughts, the waste of time thoughts. Not too much to shame ya. I promise you now there's not one Rosh at this table. The people that come into this place, Midrash, every day to learn for an hour, for 2 hours, whatever, and you're facing the direction. Shari Chuk is the two paths. There's the path of the Rosh and there's the path of the business on the right path. He's facing the right. Everybody has facing the right direction. That means he's doing what he's supposed to be doing? Of course not. You said you always have to do what you're supposed to be doing. That's not a human thing. To always be doing what you're supposed to be doing. But I want to be doing what I'm supposed to be doing, and I'm facing the right direction, and I'm dedicating time to learning, and I have an aspiration for something. There's no Rishoyim here. But the sleepers, you fall asleep. That's what the Rambam's telling you. You fell asleep. You forgot. You got to reprioritize. Step back. That's the tshuva of Rosh Hashanah. Ve'ichi aderech l'shuv. So now practically, how do you do that? Kosov HaRambam, Zichre Boreichem. Remember Hashem. This is, by the way, you have to have Rosh Hashanah before Yom Kippur. You have to have Hashem back in your life and ruling over your life before you can even start thinking about doing tshuva. Zichre Boreichem v'abitu l'nafshaseichem. Remember Hashem. Remember your Creator. And then remember, you're a neshama. Now look at your neshama. What does your neshama need? 364 days of the year you're worrying about your goof and your children's goofs and everybody's goofs and quiet. But I'm a neshama. I'm not a goof. Have you aim is chiras haboyre levad kva b'koyche lahavi liyedei tshuva mibidas v'dayos rov. The Rambam is telling you just remembering and thinking about Hashem is already a beginning and the pathway to getting rid of bad midas and incorrect thoughts. The Moshe Kotzuv Rabbeinu Yoyne v'tchilas ha-shar ha-sheni. In Shara Tshuva the Rabbeinu Yoyne says, Ki tisko es b'yrecho, remember your Creator, v'hayi l'cho zichre l'meishiv nefesh midach ha-todos gush ofo. And then you will have the ability, you'll remember to return your neshama from the way of a blob of sand. You'll be able to disentangle from being a goof and remembering you're a neshama. How? Ki tisko es b'yrecho. Remember Hashem. What do you mean? I never fear. I remember Hashem. I mentioned his name more than 30 times this morning in Shacharis. Is it Tzlichas this morning? Wow, I said Hashem. I forgot Hashem. Yes, you forgot Hashem. Zikro Boirecho, your creator. Go remember who's creating you. It's not just Hashem. Hashem's a relationship with you. You have to understand him. You have to spend time meditating on who he is. Where am I going to get these good midas, Rabbi? You've got them already. He says, all the beautiful qualities we're looking for, and all the good midas, you have it already in the neshama. We forget to live like a neshama. And we live a body life. You'll just start remembering where you came from, who your creator is. It's always important to mention this whenever you're talking about tshuva, there's levels. This one, about this one, there's levels you can go, there's angle of the soft. Kamosha Gosar Rabbeinu Ayav in Israel. Im Lord Tedes Nafshecha Ech Tedes Elokecho. If you don't know your soul, how are you going to know Hashem? How do you connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Through yourself, through understanding who you are. You're a chelek of Elokam Imaz. Understand that chelek of you that's godly, and that will then get you back to remembering Hashem. This is His blindness Amuka. This is a deep meditation, the Yedias HaNefesh, an understanding of one's soul. Via understanding your own spiritual dimension, you'll come to recognize Hashem to the extent that you can recognize Him. You'll come to recognize Hashem by looking at your neshama. When you start recognizing the spiritual side to you, you'll recognize that's Hashem. The good midas you have. When you saw Chofetz Chaim and you saw the midas and you saw the chesed and the behavior, where did you get that from? It's Hashem. You're seeing a shadow of Hashem in the world. When you see your own good midas, when you reflect on the beautiful aspects of who you are, that's Hashem. Now you can start remembering Hashem. Where did I get these midas from? That's something else.
Done that without a God. That's
Yeah. It's a big discussion.
Nachon.
And so, you're working on them. Celebrate those as well. If you know the bad minas, you'll just be like everybody else in the world who has no bechira. You'll be no different to a neutron fold or a star or a cockroach. Without the bad minas, cockroaches don't have bad minas, they have good minas. Why do you have to have bad minas? That's the only thing you're in the world. The only reason you came into the world is to change those bad minas. If you didn't have any bad minas, Ramatachai, the Vilna Gaon says it in that lotion. The reason you came into this world is to change your minas. The Imlo Kain Lama Tachai, because if not, what are you living for? You don't have a reason to be alive. You have no reason to be alive. Of course. The greatest gift that Hashem could ever give you is your bad midah. If you do something with it. The Baalei Musa say that the biggest challenge you're having, that's what you came in this world for. We're trying to run away from the biggest nisoyin we have. I'm an anger addict. Okay, fine, so run away from that. You know, I'll focus on the fact that I'm whatever. find some good midah, you know, I'm a Baal Chesed over there. No! You came in this world to work on your anger, that's Hashem's telling you. This struggle, this nisoyin, this battle you're having, that's exactly why you came into the world. That's why on Rosh Hashanah we don't conduct ourselves in all the ways of tshuva. You want to get rid of your sins? That's easy. Don't get too deep into charotah because it's not charotah. Don't know what charotah is anymore. Anybody here can meet charek the simcha? What do you mean? What's charotah going to do with simcha? Right? If you can't meet charet at the moment of charotah, obviously there's no simcha, but if you can't go back to being on the level of simcha you were just before you charetah, be careful. Charotah for us today is lo shavalanu. It's just recognizing, lo shavet, it wasn't worth it. Tzcha mitzvah k'negedev seida. Yet you did tzcha aveira k'negedev seida. You did it. You did an aveira. It was worth it. Anybody that did an aveira can tell me afterwards it was worth it. But said, I know I'm going to get punished, I'm going to burn, they'll bake me, they'll fry me, I don't know what they'll do. Sunny side up. No, it's not. I don't know what they're going to do to me up there. Aval yesh shaveh. It was worth every minute. Anybody ever had an aveira that they said was shaveh? Never. 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 That's charotah. That's charotah. You don't have to sit here and beat yourself to death and feel bad about yourself. That's Yetzer Hara. Yetzer Hara wants you to feel bad, because when you feel bad, you don't do anything worthwhile. Nobody ever, ever did an aveira and a year or two or 3 years later or 5 minutes later turned around and said, Shaveh. That cheeseburger, I'm telling you now, I'm not going to have another one, but that, I Shaveh. Shaveh? Ah, they're going to mama string me up and hang me upside down by my toenails. That's Shaveh. It never, ever, ever happened. That's charota. Lo shover, ze lo ya shaveh. No, so you get charota. That's easy to do. Tshuva for chatoim is easy. We haven't got time to do Rav Nissen, but that's more shaykh to Yom Kippur anyway, so we'll do it in Netzach Hashem, either on Tzom Gedalia or the day after. Remind me to do that. Show you how easy that is to be chayz of a tshuva from chatoim. It's almost the easiest thing in the world. Remind me. Tshuva is the easiest mitzvah in the world, and it's the hardest mitzvah in the world. Yetzirah gets us to focus on the fact that it's the hardest mitzvah in the world, you never do tshuva. Our job is to focus on the fact that it's the easiest mitzvah in the world, at least behind the mitzvah, tshuva, on Yom Kippur at least. We so busy focus on the high levels of tshuva that are unattainable. Like I mentioned yesterday. Never take your Kabbalah from the category of things you cannot do for sure. Take it from the things that are easy. I told you yesterday, there's three categories. Things I can do easy, things that I can do but it's hard, and things I can't do. Where do we choose our Kabbalahs from? From the thing that's impossible. And then we don't do it. You see, I told you I can't do it. I told you this tshuva thing's too hard. No, take it from the thing that you can do easy. And then you do tshuva. You will kind the mitzvah of tshuva. How many people go through and keep a number kind the mitzvah of tshuva because it's too hard? Yeah, because what you're trying to do is too hard. It's beyond you. Do something that's within your range. Okay, so remind me to deal with that afterwards, okay? V'lola tshuva la'abitel nafshoseichem. Tshuva of Rosh Hashanah is not tshuva michatayim. It's the tshuva ma'abitel nafshoseichem. V'zeh ha'tshuva mo'teles aleni v'mer Rosh Hashanah la'azev derech hara u'makshova shelo toiva. V'nitromem michay ha'guf. Mitromem. Lift yourselves up. You're a neshama, you're not a goof. Move away from all this nourishkeit, from 2 days of your life. Just put it all aside. Just be a neshama. Remember your king. If you can't remember Hashem on Rosh Hashanah, when are you going to remember him? Ulichyois chai neshamas. Ulisanig al Hashem. Live a life of a neshama and be sanig al Hashem. Ubeze nechtam l'chaim bo pnei melech. Ad kan toich and vorim gwenim moshish moshupir zeh yitzarek lebrocha. Ad kan. Ubeze nechtam l'chaim bo pnei melech. You will live with Yer Hashem pona veylecha. Your Hashem will shine His light on you. You'll be sealed in the book of life with all pnei melech. Why? Because you just stopped and thought for 1 minute, one, am I really? Well, if I'm a creature of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, wow, yeah, take it down the path. And spend Rosh Hashanah doing this tshuva, because that's the tshuva of Rosh Hashanah. Be makabel o malchus shamayim, be mamlich Hashem. Not Oren Elman Ivid, and you know, Hashem, you're the king, and therefore do whatever you want. Whoop away. No. Manglish yourself, first of all, and mitromem. How do you say mitromem? Brainamus. Yeah, but there's got to be a better word. There's no word in English for Roimimus, because there's no concept in the virtual world of Roimimus. It's Ram, to be high, to be... Get out of the mud.
Elevated.
He said elevated. Yeah, it's the right translation of Ozilor. Roimimus is elevated to the power of 10. It's a very cheap word. See, the Goyim don't have this word.
Promote yourself.
Promote, that's all Goyisha words. The Goyim don't have a Goyim can't mitromem. Mitromem, Ram means high. Roim, far, high. Take yourselves up to a very high place. Lift yourselves up, pick yourselves up. Get out of the mud. Stop being a goof. You're a neshama. That's the tshuva of Rosh Hashanah Kavesh Zelzelechem. Good to bench to your. By the way, there's nothing that helps like being Omel B'Torah. Learning Torah, steiging. When you're learning Torah, then that's what you're doing. Nothing else gets in the way. The whole year you're learning Torah.